This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, March Madness. It's here. We got play-in games, first four, whatever you want to call it. I'm getting that in the NBA confused. That starts tomorrow. Nuggets lose to the Lakers on Saturday night. Some bad coaching stuff. Just odd things that happened down the stretch of that game, and I'll get into it. I said a week ago, ask me how I'm feeling about this Nuggets team. Well, I'll give you my answer today. Broncos did nothing, Mike. Sean Payton says, we liked our guys. We're sticking with them. Nobody else. Maybe an A.J. Brown trade is still on the horizon, though. NIT stuff as well. A lot to unpack. NBA's attitude, expansion talk. Yeah, that's what we need. The whole show starts now. Fine Monday morning. Thanks for being with us here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I'm Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Mike, only three shows this week because KFKA transforms, as it does every year for the past several years, into all things basketball, as you'll be able to hear the NCAA tournament and coverage beginning around, well, the games begin at 10 a.m., on Thursday. We're going to be out at Big City Roadhouse for our big watch party on Thursday. And then Friday, we'll be out at McCarty's Grill in Eaton, just hanging out, having a good time. So I'm very excited about that and I'm pumped to see who wins our bracket challenge this year. Michael?
We have a bracket challenge?
Yeah, we do. We've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks. I don't know where you came in and you're like, I haven't heard anything about this bracket challenge.
I knew we had one. I was like, where is it?
Well, all the links, if you are on the socials, we're sharing them on our X accounts. If you follow me at Whole Show, you'll be able to find a way to log in there.
Haven't been on that since the first Black Panther.
And Facebook as well. And I know you're on Facebook because you're a Facebook guy.
Haven't been on that in like a year?
You commented on something I posted on Facebook like 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, no.
It's not true.
Yeah, it's very true, 100%.
Okay, go find it. Go find it.
You commented like a person verbally to me and said, I saw the video that you posted or something. And that's how it went. If you can't figure it out, I can't help you. It's a link. It's very simple. You sign in and come on. It's 2026. You gotta get up to the robots and be able to log in like a human person. And if you can't do that, then you automatically lose.
I don't want to do the socials.
Well, then you automatically lose. And we get to make fun of you.
I'm good with losing.
You've already lost. Go Poke
says, I would have lost anyway.
Correct, you would have. Go Poke says, do you just want to send my check now? No, man. No. First off, Go Pokes, are you going to come down to Greeley? Are you going to be at Big City Roadhouse? I would love to. I've never met Go Pokes in person before. He's a great listener. He pisses me off more than Michael most of the time. But he's a great listener. Great Hall of Famer. And hopefully, I look forward to it. It's just a hangout, man. There's no pressure. It's just hanging out, watching basketball with the likes of Tanner Schwint and Brian Gary and Bruce Dick and yours truly. That'll be a lot of fun.
And of course, there's going to be that race.
What race?
Isn't there going to be a race between you and Tanner?
This is the first time I'm hearing of it. A foot race?
Aren't you guys racing each other to see who's faster?
This is the first time I've ever heard this. I don't know if this is... Are you making stuff up? Did you dream this again? Did you have one of those wild dreams again?
You guys are going to race to see who's faster, okay, you or Tanner?
Well, yeah, we are racing on Thursday. And Tanner's trying to move the time now. He's already trying to, because it was supposed to be at 9:30, and now he's trying to move it to, well, there's not going to be as many people there until like 10:30 or 11, so we got to move it. So he's already trying to change the terms of the race. That's usually when they're floundering.
His new cowboy boots aren't going to be ready yet.
He shouldn't wear cowboy boots, Mike. If he wants to win this race, he should not wear cowboy boots.
He's used to running after cows and avoiding cow dung in cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm. Faye says, I'll be there until my Razorbacks play. I can't watch my teams play around people. LOL. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. GoPoke says, only if we can have a foot race, I'm going to beat both of you. You can jump in the race if you'd like. More people can jump in, but what we're paying attention to is who wins between Tanner or I. But GoPoke, yeah, dude, you're more than welcome to jump in. Bragging rights.
And I believe the smart money's on you.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Because there's a couple of people that know Tanner. They're like, yeah, you'd be surprised how fast he is. And I'm like, okay, well, when have you seen him run? It's like, well, when a cow's chasing him. It's like, that's a different kind of thing. You know, that's adrenaline.
Gotta get the cow in the barn.
Yeah, Faith says coming. Need to kick off the games. So should be before they start. That's what I'm saying. We should be racing at 9:30 because people are not there to watch us race. They are there to watch college basketball on all of the gigantic TVs that Big City Roadhouse has to offer. That's why they're there. So that's why we decided to do this at 9:30. So we can get down with the race, which will probably take an awkward amount of time for two strapping young men trying to race each other in a parking lot. I just want to get it done, and then we move on with our lives, and we go inside and we watch college basketball. So that's why, like, the idea of moving it after 10 o'clock, it's like, dude, there are games on. Are we really all just going to step outside and do it? No, we do it at 9:30.
You could do it like the Olympics, where they do it at a certain time, and then you record it, and then tape delay it. And
put it up
on
a TV.
Good time.
Put it up on the screen somewhere. I don't know. Faith says, are you nervous? Not at this moment, no.
Nervous to race Tanner? No.
I'm not nervous now, but if I lose, he's never going to let me hear the end of it, Mike.
Well, that's because he'll be wearing cowboy boots.
But I have a built-in excuse. He's 11 years younger than me, right? So I have it. If I need it, I can use it. I don't think I'll need it, but I have it.
But he'll be wearing cowboy boots.
He's not. Stop with the cowboy boots. You're obsessed with cowboy boots. I'm starting to think it's creepy. Stop thinking about Tanner and his cowboy boots and nothing else. It's weird. Are we done talking about Tanner's cowboy boots for five
seconds?
Just
say Tanner cowboy boots and nothing else.
Well, you've mentioned it. Go look at the transcript of the podcast today. You've mentioned Tanner cowboy boots like 13 times already.
Because
I'm starting
funny.
To think it's a fetish. I'm starting to think maybe there's some Rex Ryan vibes going on here, and I don't know how much I want to get into that today. I don't want to unpack that today.
I find those accusations offensive.
Travis, the new guy, I'll be excited to see you guys there. I want to try their pizza. I'll see you guys there. At 4. Travis, you got to get off early, man. You got to get off early. I don't even know how long we're hanging out. I think till 3:30 or 4-ish. But you got to get the doctor's note, man. We'll hook you up. We'll take care. Michael will sign the doctor's note. Tanner says we have to have people there. But the whole idea of doing it at 9:30 is, A, you want to watch basketball at 10. And B, the parking lot won't be crazy at that point. So we don't have to worry about Tanner or I getting hit by a car as they turn in to go park somewhere. That's kind of creepy. If you're pulling into Big City Roadhouse and you don't know about the race, which I don't know why you wouldn't. Everybody knows about it. And you just see two dudes sprinting in the middle of a parking lot, Mike. What's your first thought going to be? What did they steal? What did those two guys just do to cause them to sprint alongside out of Big Roadhouse like their pants are on fire? So that's what I worry about is when you get more people in, there's just more variables.
So you
and
think
I
it's
going to
be a dine and dash situation?
People could think that. They could see us like, hey, I'm pulling in and I just see two random white dudes, not extremely, one's kind of good looking, the other one's all right, and not extremely athletic looking, just regular white dudes running down a parking lot. You could... you could see that maybe that could be a concern to a random person. Like, what if a little old lady's pulling in to have brunch or something at Big City, and then they see us sprinting? You know, isn't that a little startling? Makes you might want to turn around. So I don't want to, like, deter customers from coming into Big City Roadhouse.
You might want to have some of those cones, those orange cones, just kind of block off a certain area.
Can we just have you monitor it with your scoot? Just have you scooting around with a stop sign or something. It says stop, and then you scoot, and you scoot to the other end, stop. Just make sure.
No, I think there should be some orange cones.
Do you have any orange cones? Who has orange cones?
I'm sure you can find some somewhere.
I'm not going to go purchase orange cones for this 5-second race. Well, probably 20-second race.
I'm sure we know someone who works for the city or for the county who would be happy to lend us some.
When you say we, like you, I don't have that person in my back pocket. Maybe Tanner does. I don't have a person I can contact that just happens to have some cones they could lend us for this very anticlimactic, maybe, race.
Yeah, the chances that one of you falls,
it's just going to be
high, 25% chance.
Really? Well, Tanner says he keeps stretching. So Ryan just texted. I got your cones. All right, Ryan's going to bring cones. All right, Mike. Look, why am I asking? You shall receive. We have listeners all over the world. Ryan's my guy.
Yeah,
he's going to bring cones.
I told you. We have listener.
We do have a listener. We have listener. Eastside Chris. Michael. You think Tanner plays golf in cowboy boots? Give it a rest, young man. Yeah. See,
he admits, about him playing golf.
You've mentioned the cowboy boots too many times. You got to pick your spots on that, Mike, and you unfortunately didn't pick them very well.
He probably has a cowboy hat, though.
See, there you go again. You're just like, you're obsessed.
I'm not saying there's something wrong with a cowboy hat, but I bet he has a cowboy hat.
It's just strange how much you are thinking of him dressed up as a cowboy. It's weird to me.
It's funny.
Is it? Is it funny?
Tanner's a cowboy. Kind of funny.
Go Pokes. I'm willing to sacrifice an Achilles tendon for this race. This is going to be great, man. This is going to be great. I actually am very excited about this. Tanner and I have known each other a while, and we are both very competitive, especially when it comes to going against each other. And we challenge each other to a lot of different things. And apparently this is, I liked the hot dog eating contest idea. We never got to that. So instead, we're going to do a race, and we're actually going to go through with it, I think. Anyway, sounds like Tanner's trying to wiggle out of it. He's trying to move it to 10:30, then he's going to move it to 11:30, then he's going to go, well, I just ate, my tummy's sore, and then we're not going to be able to do it then because he's saying, oh, but I already had 14 beers, I can't run now. I can see the writing on the wall, man. I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to be doing, you know, just jogging in place out there, doing some shadow boxing, ready to light this thing on fire, and then slowly but surely, Tanner's going to wiggle out of it.
So who's going to fill in for Tanner?
There's no one going to fill in for Tanner. This is a race against Tanner.
Well, we have
Tanner.
To have this in case Tanner, you know, hurts himself.
Or, very good, you know, possibility.
Can't do it for some reason. You got to have someone to fill in.
He said, Chris says, two white guys running, I would be alarmed. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the more people you get in that parking lot, the more variables there are. And that's what I would be concerned about. And Tanner says that's clearly what's happening. Yes. He's trying to weasel out of this thing. And then by noon, he's going to order himself, you know, a triple cheeseburger, you know, with a side of fries. And he's going to get the biggest beer you could imagine. And then he's going to go, well, we'll race after that, man. Okay, I just got to fuel up. And then it's going to be, oh, I'm too full. I can't race now. It wouldn't be fair. And then I'll still be ready. Tanner says, this is insane slander without me being able to be in there. These are just lies. No, I think this, you all can see the writing on the wall.
Do we have a trophy?
Oh, we have trophies all over the place around here for some reason.
No, but we need an actual trophy.
We have a trophy. You're asking a lot for someone who doesn't even know how to sign up for the bracket challenge. Is like
I
wanting
never got
us
a link.
To go get cones, get trophies, and all that. You're asking a lot here. You said, Chris, the lead up is better than the Kentucky Derby. We need some preliminary races. I think one, you just have Michael scoot. You just get on your scooter and you just go solo and see what happens. It's like a preview show type of deal. And you're just like scooting. Can you sing the national anthem to start this thing off? Would that be a good idea?
I've always worried about singing the national anthem because like I'd be so terrified that I'd forget the words that I would actually forget the words.
I would never, ever do that. I would never sing the national anthem because I would forget the words.
I would have a teleprompter in front of me and just be like, I know the words. I just will forget them.
Right. I'd be so nervous to say. I've never sang in front of anybody. I'm not a big singer, Mike.
Like, I've sung in front of people, but, you know, it's me being my weird self.
Faith says, can Michael sing?
No.
No. You do have one good song that's a part of your album, though, that I would purchase and download and play over and over again.
Which one is it?
You know which one it is. It's the UNC one.
Oh, right.
The Christmas one? The Michael Christmas special?
Yeah, yeah.
Big Hub, what's the bracket
link? That's just one line, though. It's not like a whole song.
No, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be the whole song.
I just remember impromptu, just like randomly singing it really loudly around the office and hearing you laugh hysterically. It is kind of funny.
It's very funny. Sing it, Mike.
It's very inside jokey, though.
Big Hub, I'm sending this to you. If you guys have issues getting on this, let me know, because I want you in. Hub, I just sent that to you. It's through ESPN, right? So you got to have like an ESPN account or a Disney account. Is it a Disney account or is it just ESPN account? Whatever.
You can have an ESPN Plus account.
Yeah, that's fine. Which is also kind of like a, yeah, you if you set up in there and you have an ESPN Plus account or an ESPN account or whatever, then you should be good.
Well, then how do you find it? Like, what's the title of it?
The KFK Bracket Challenge? I don't know. Do you want me to send it to you right now? Mike, here. I'm sending it to you right now. You're getting the link. I just sent it to you. There you go.
Okay, cool.
All right, yeah.
I will check my email this afternoon.
Okay, check it this afternoon. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Okay, we just spent 22 minutes talking about this race, so apparently it is a big deal. Apparently it's a huge deal. And also the bracket challenge. I'm going to beat Tanner in that. I'm going to beat him in the race. I'm going to look better during the Dirty 30, which is coming up, Mike. I got my haircut scheduled for March 26th. So I'm going to have a fresh cut, fresh shave, and away we go with the Dirty 30. Rocky season starts up in like 10, 11 days.
I
think
the race should be 30 yards to go with the Dirty 30. That's how it should be.
I'm pushing for 40.
You guys should get your hair cut and you should shave on Wednesday, and Thursday should be the very first.
Yeah, Thursday.
That should be the handoff.
Thursday will be, right? Yeah, that'll be the first day. First game is next Thursday? I think so. Yeah, that's the plan. I already scheduled the haircut. So we're trying, yeah, let me see. Oh my gosh, everything is taking forever. I'm pretty sure next Thursday is when the Colorado Rockies season begins. Nope, next Friday. March 27th.
March 27th, yes.
Colahoma says, Do you have two bracket challenges? I signed up on the CBS Sports app. Yeah, the CBS Sports app is the one we did last year. We started up a new one because that was more of a whole show specific one. So we're not doing that this year. This one's just through ESPN. So I haven't even looked at that. I didn't even know it was still active. Apparently it is. There's an active thing out there people are signing up for. Don't do it. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, there's one with the whole show's old title.
Yeah.
And now there's the whole show, and now there's an ESPN one. How do we delete the old one?
I don't know, Mike. I don't even know if I know how to get back into it. Colahoma, do you have the socials? You have social media, like you have an X account or Facebook? If you do, just search on X at Whole Show, and I've got the link up there. I'll retweet it again tonight. And we want to get you in. I want to get as many people as we possibly can in on this. 25 minutes after the hour, the Nuggets lose to the Lakers on Saturday night. What went wrong and how are we feeling about David Adelman? We'll get into that. The NBA has some stuff going on with a talk of expansion. And Michael, the Broncos, the free agency period came and, I mean, it's still going, but the first wave's done. Maybe the second wave's done. And the Broncos are pretty much, aren't they the only team that didn't sign anyone that was not already a member of the Denver Broncos?
That is a little shocking, but...
Is it alarming?
I don't know if I would say alarming. He's got plans. We had a good roster. I would have maybe gone with possibly a wide receiver.
Is this Sean Payton just saying, I believe in myself and what we've built here through the draft so much so that we don't need anybody else? They're taking this whole don't want to upset the culture in the locker room thing to a completely different level. Although the A.J. Brown stuff, there's more noise surrounding a potential trade there. But how do you guys feel knowing the Broncos really didn't add anybody? I tweeted this last week, at the beginning of last week. Did they get better? You can't tell me they got better by just bringing on the same guys. I mean, I don't. Did they get worse? I mean, they lost John Franklin Myers. So you could argue that Denver's actually worse than they were 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I could tell you that they got better. Can I tell you that they got better and
based on
say it truthfully?
Based on
did lose Jonathan Franklin Myers. They lost some talent, and they kept other talent. So. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't expecting this. I was expecting them to make some moves, but, you know, they made a lot of moves at the right before the season began, so we'll see. Maybe they'll do the same thing.
We'll talk about some of the biggest snubs in the NCAA tournament. Got a few there. Even teams that are in are feeling snubbed, kind of like Utah State, so we'll talk about that. NIT, are we interested in that? I don't know. CSU women's team, they're going dancing. I think they drew Michigan. So we're actually going to have, I think we're going to pre-record that tomorrow. But Ryan Williams, the head coach for Colorado State women's basketball, will join us and we'll play that back probably on a Wednesday. So we got a jam-packed week ahead. Can't wait. And love doing it with the Hooligans here. I want you guys in on the bracket challenge. And I want you to be there if you can. I know it's a work day, but come on. It's Thursday. It's March Madness. Talk to your boss. They'll be cool with you stopping by for lunch and to watch the greatest race that's ever existed. 28 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's take a quick break here. It's the Whole Show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokness, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
3,000? For the sake of everybody in the bank, act like you got some sense.
Ain't gonna get up there.
3,000?
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. That's Hey Ya, Outkast, but I don't know why it's playing the music video.
You're not bringing your A game today? Is that you didn't preview it maybe before?
I didn't preview it.
Didn't sound like it. That's tough.
It played the music video, not the music.
That's a tough look, Mike. Right, now the whole you not figuring out how to sign on to the bracket challenge is starting to make a lot of sense. The Nuggets lose to the Los Angeles Lakers in overtime, 127-125. So many things wrong with this. Obviously, the big one we're talking about, well, I mean, Luka. Luka made his push off, and he made the game winner. That was a clear push off. I mean, I know they're not going to call it, but what are we doing here? NBA, man, this is the kind of stuff. Like, no, there's no other league that is as subjective as the NBA, where one thing to all of us is not the same thing it is to officials, but it is what it is. There was a lot of things that led to that. You're up three late in the game with a few seconds left. You're up three. You foul Reeves, send him to the line, and he misses one on purpose, and he gets the – I don't know, man. I think you take your chances. I know more coaches are doing it now. Hey, let's send him to the line. You're up three, send him to the line, and he'll make one, and he's either going to try to miss it on purpose or we're going to play the foul game. You don't want to have him make a last-second shot to send it to OT. Well, they foul up three, and Reeves goes to the line, makes the first, purposely misses the second. And if you watch that game, you watch the replay. Now, you can only line up three dudes defensively on the blocks on the free throw line, so you know around the paint. So there's a lot of... there's a lot of bad information out there. It's like, well, why didn't you just have another guy there in that blank spot there where Reeves got the rebound? Well, you can't. But Jamal Murray's at the top of the key trying to, you know, make sure Marcus Smart doesn't crash the lane and get down the center of the lane, crash the boards. I think it was Cam Johnson up around LeBron. I'm taking my chances with a guy storming in from the 3-point line, as opposed to I've got one guy in, you know, up close to the rim, a Laker, and then nobody on that left side. So if the ball bounces overhead there, there's nobody there. So if you can't line up a player, you go with your weak side and you put a player over on that weak side above around the 3-point line, around that elbow. That's what you should do. And yeah, listen, the odds of the ball falling right where it did in that moment aren't very good, but it did. Reeves missed the second free throw. Ball falls right to him. He scoots down and makes a little teardrop shot that ties the game. And ultimately, you go to overtime. A lot of weird things, though. Nuggets go up two. Joker finds Tim Hardaway Jr. in the corner for hits the three. I think that put him up two. Joker then gets the steal. And now we're in foul mode, and the Nuggets get it to their guy, Jamal Murray, who had a terrible game, but still trust him more than anybody on that team to go make some clutch free throws. Jamal has the ball. All you got to do is wait for them to foul you. Instead, he passes it off to Aaron Gordon. And so Aaron Gordon, fine free throw shooter, not Jamal Murray, goes to the free throw line, makes one of two. So then you should have won the game there. You make two of those, you go up four. There was a foul call before Reeves went to the free throw line and missed. The other foul call before that, two series before that, was Spencer Jones, and he stripped the ball of Reeves, but they called it a foul. The NBA then has since come out and said that was the wrong call. It should have been a clean strip of the basketball. Probably win if that's the case, too. Then you have 0.5 left in overtime. Joker's inbounding the ball. Like, Joker's the one guy on there. It's Joker and Jamal, but you want one of those dudes taking the shot. Because how many times have we seen Nikola Jokic throw up something crazy and it goes in? So I'm passing it to him, and he's throwing it up, and we see what happens. But he inbounds the ball, so he takes himself completely. David Adelman takes Jamal Joker completely out of the play. It's just a frustrating game. And there were a lot of things I thought, David Adelman wasn't great with. They had a foul to give at the end of the game when Luka goes and makes the game winner. You had a foul to give. As soon as Luka touches that ball, you foul. You take your chances then of an inbound pass, and you just hope you have a better defense to correct. You don't want to get Luka Doncic on his own against Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones is a fine player, but that's a hell of a lot of pressure you're putting on a guy who just recently converted a two-way contract. So now you're Denver, and you sit at fifth place right now. You're tied with the Minnesota Timberwolves, 41-27. You are a game behind the Rockets and now a game and a half behind the Lakers. So that was a crucial loss for Denver, especially when it comes to tiebreakers. And with 14 games to go, those little moments can really mess up how the standings are going to look. So is that loss on David Adelman? It just didn't seem like, little choices, little decisions that if they go the other way, we're not talking about it, but they didn't. And now with 14 games remaining, you find yourself in a dogfight just to stay in the playoff and avoid the play-in. Denver is in fifth. Like I said, they're tied with Minnesota. They are a game and a half in front of Phoenix, and that's the one to worry about. Can't imagine you should be worried about the Clippers. You're six and a half games ahead of the Clippers. So it's really the Phoenix Suns. That's the one you have to worry about getting in or getting in over you. Good news for the Nuggets now is you have a weird Philadelphia team in Denver. So, we know what's Joel Embiid's health status at this point. It's never really good, but he doesn't play in Denver. So you have the Philadelphia game, you have the Memphis, you're at Memphis. Embiid back to the Sixers thing, he returned to activities last Friday, but it's still unclear when he's actually going to be able to suit up. So I would imagine it ain't going to be tomorrow night in Denver. So you should beat Philadelphia. Then you're at Memphis, should win that game. Home against Toronto. Probably should win that game. Toronto's a playoff team. And then you have Portland. Then a huge game against Phoenix. Here's the goal. Here's my goal for the Nuggets right now. 4-0 before you go up against Phoenix in Phoenix on Tuesday, March 24th. Go 4-0. Take some of that pressure off. Win these next four games. Three of the four are at home. You got to start taking care of home court. The schedule is these last 14 games. Philadelphia, Memphis, Toronto, Portland, Phoenix, Dallas, Utah, Golden State, Utah again, the Spurs, Portland, Memphis, OKC, and San Antonio. There's like four games on there that actually look like potential losses. So can you go 10-4? I don't know about that. But now the schedule's eased up here, and you have a chance to really stamp out at least that fifth or fourth spot. You could make a run here, but it's got to start now. It's got to start tomorrow. Michael, I told people, hey, give me a week and I'll tell you how I feel about this Nuggets team. Much better. They had a close game to OKC, and I get it. They had guys out, so did the Nuggets. After the Knicks game was just awful. You beat Houston, smoked them. You beat San Antonio. I get it. No Wimby, fine. But you won. It was an important win. And then a close one at Los Angeles, but really needed to win it. I feel much better about this team. Do I think this is a championship team? I think they have a shot. I think they could. But there's a lot of things that have to get corrected. And a lot of that is just more time on the floor together. 11:43 the time, Mike. Let's jump out real quick. We're here live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. But right now, we need to get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. I want to shout out to our great friends, Foundation Sports Nutrition, a fairly new, locally owned nutrition supplement business here in Greeley. They're right across from Wells Fargo and Sonic off of 10th Street and 59th Avenue. Listen, man, they're going to create something special for you. You know, whatever that situation, maybe you just want to be, you want to win a race and you want to be able to challenge your friend Tanner to a race and not feel like, oh, that's no way that's possible, man. I can barely move. I just need to get in better shape. You want to start doing that kind of fun stuff, or just honestly, you're going to golf a lot this summer. Maybe you're going to not do the golf cart as much and you want to walk a little bit more. You want to be able to do that. Foundation Sports Nutrition is going to be there to help you out. They'll be offering nutrition consultations, plans, seminars, advice, product samplings, product guidance and advice. So many people are just like, you know, I need to get on protein. I'm going to start taking some protein. I started lifting weights, and now I'm going to take protein or some kind of shake just to make me feel better. And you just go order it online. That's what everybody's doing. That's what, you know, they just order it and they spend a lot of money. There's no guidance. Oh, that actually might not work with what your plan is. I mean, are you going to be doing this? Are you going to be doing this? Foundation Sports Nutrition is here to help you guys out. Check them out on, find them online on their Instagram account, Foundation Sports Nutrition, or shoot them an email. Ask them questions. FoundationSportsNutrition@gmail.com. 49 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. And Mike, this is the time where you're filling out your brackets. You want some useful information. Alabama might be a team that a lot of people think are going to do pretty good. ESPN just put this out moments ago. Alabama star Aiden Holloway has been arrested on a felony drug charge 4 days before his team is set to play in the NCAA tournament. Holloway is the team's second leading scorer. He's been charged with first-degree possession of marijuana and failure to affix a tax stamp. So I don't know what that means for his playing situation coming up, but Alabama is going a 4 seed going up against a 13 seed Hofstra, which I would imagine they're still going to win that. But if they win that, they would play the winner between Texas Tech and Akron. Kind of high on Texas Tech, not that high on Texas Tech, but that might change things for you when you're, if you're thinking about Alabama making a deep run. These are the kind of stories you want to be looking out for. Not that you want to be looking out for them, but as you're filling out your bracket, you pay attention to injuries and potential off the court stuff that might take place.
This is definitely going to help my guessing.
It could, because now you're going to think, ooh, Alabama star. He's got, maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't, but he's still got that in the back of his head. How will that affect him?
Yeah, I look forward to coming in last place.
Oh, yeah, if you can even fill out the bracket.
I am filling it out as we
speak. Are you? Did you get logged in? Good for you, man.
I did. I found it on ESPN, by the way.
Yeah, you can go to ESPN. Log in, find your group. Search what, KFKA? Is that what you did?
Yeah, search KFKA.
Colahoma says, I did find it on Facebook. Two of us signed up on the old CBS when it was going to be a close contest. Had a 50% chance. Yeah. 51 minutes after the hour. We'll wrap up hour number one here in just a moment. Faith says, that's why I wait to fill out my bracket for injury updates and other issues. But that's the cool thing. You fill it out, you can still go back and make edits until we start action on Thursday, I believe, right? So you can fill it out initially, but you can go make some edits to that bad boy.
Nah.
Okay. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mike, are you going to reveal to me by the end of the show who your champion's going to be? And why is it Duke?
Maybe.
I feel like Duke is, I mean, Duke looks good. The rich get richer. It's kind of how it goes, man. All right, it's coming up next. We got the top stories of the day. And we'll talk about the Broncos and the fact that they didn't really do much. Is that okay? They retained a team that went to the AFC Championship last year. Should that be enough? We'll talk about it. Top stories coming up next.
We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.